Good morning, church, and welcome to this very special time of communion. Please allow me to just read to you from a psalm, and it goes like this. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music and song. And thank you to Narelle, we have done that. And now we come into a very, very special time, a very personal time, because Jesus died on the cross and it is very, very personal because it's you. It's you. We are all so very special to him. So come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. May we pray before we take the bread. Thank you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this bread, reminding us of your Son's body given for us and becoming the bread of life. Help us to know the fresh strength that only you can give and enable us to live out our lives for you, for your kingdom. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I have the bread here. I hope you have it ready too. So let us take the bread. Thank you, Lord Jesus, our Redeemer and our Rock. And now let us partake of the wine, which does represent his blood. The blood that gives us new life and the blood that gives us power against the evil one. So please let us pray. Dear Lord Father, we give you thanks for this wine. A fresh day, a fresh opportunity, and a fresh cup that we take, our Heavenly Father. Each one adding to the forgiveness we receive afresh from Jesus Christ, our Lord. We do thank you, Lord, for this cup, that the symbol of your forgiveness. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. As Jesus commanded us in his word to take the bread and the wine, we do so in faith and knowing what the Lord has done for us. Let us be grateful and thankful in Jesus' name. Mm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless you all as we continue on with the service. Hallelujah. And many, many blessings to Liz as she gives us the words that are on her heart. Thank you, church. See you next time.